This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. My pre-show. Tomorrow's the big event. This is like the pre-Super Bowl show. Because tomorrow is the big day. We all gather for the big event, otherwise known as Rootstock. It's our version of Woodstock, Rootstock, on the Vegas Strip. We're all gathering at 2 o'clock at the outlet, the Premium Outlet Mall, the parking lot of the Premium Outlet Mall in the South Las Vegas Boulevard at Warm Springs intersection. And we're then going to go on a caravan of the entire Vegas Strip. And we are going to light it up, baby. Make it rain. And it's going to be a big one. The Vegas police expect it's going to be a big one. They are lining up police cruisers up and down the Vegas Strip to keep us secure and to make sure it goes off without a hitch. No violence, no problems. Thank you, Las Vegas police. I expect all of you to do your part. We do not get out of our cars, especially without a mask. And we do not violate social distancing. We do not do anything that would have the communist comrades of our state up in arms. Everybody expects Wayne Root to do something that is illegal, wrong, violation of some sort of guidelines, some sort of laws. Never, never. My whole life, 58 years old, never done anything wrong. I don't jaywalk. So it's not going to happen tomorrow either. No Confederate flags, nothing stupid that makes our side look immature or racist, which we're not. Or, you know, like Mayor Goodman gave her interview the other day at Anderson Cooper. And I love Mayor Goodman. She was on my show, and I support her. This rally is really to support what she believes in, and I believe in. I was there first, that you can't close an economy, and we got to get the economy opened up. But she did not give a good interview on Anderson Cooper. And the problem is that she didn't say what I'm about to say. Are policemen bad people or crazy people? Because every morning when they get up and put on their blue uniform and their badge and their gun, they could die. They may never come home to their families. They are brave heroes. They are willing to sacrifice for this country and for this community. And are firemen dummies or are firemen crazy, mentally ill? No, because every morning they get up, they may die. They may never come home and see their family again. But they're willing to sacrifice for their country and their community to do what's right. And how about military? You talk about crazy. You talk about willing to die. Okay, at least policemen don't risk their lives every second of every day. But if you're in the military, if you're 18, 19, 20, you literally say, there's no draft, I volunteer, I want to go to Afghanistan, I want to go to Iraq, I want to go around the world to hotspots, I want to go to the DMZ between North and South Korea, I want to go to the Strait of Hormuz in the U.S. Navy outside Iran. You are risking your life, you are risking dying. You must be crazy, right? No, we call you a hero, right? A hero. What do we call people like this? Heroes and first responders. And to denigrate people who want to go back to work and who want to run their small business and who want to work for those small businesses is just disgusting. And I'm going to be in the media saying that day and night from now on. It is disgraceful and it is disgusting what you're trying to do to take protesters and make them look bad and make them look irresponsible and make them look reckless and make them look like killers because they want to go back to work and do what we do best as a nation. We are America. We are Americans. We are exceptional because we like to work and earn money for our children so I can have the biggest car and put the nicest brand new tires on it. And put the premium gas in it and send my kids to the best college and pay for the best house and the biggest mortgage. Why? Because I love my family. I have 4 kids and I love my family and I do anything for them. And I want to go back to work just like a soldier in the military, just like a policeman, just like a fireman. I am willing to sacrifice my life. Even though I know the odds are good, I won't sacrifice my life. Because you know what? Most military men come home. Thank God. And most policemen come home at night. Thank God. And most firemen come home at night. Thank God. But the fact is, 98% come home and 2% never come home. And you're willing to accept those odds to serve your country. And small businessmen and women are the first responders and the heroes of the business world. We are the economic engine of the business world. And we are just like firemen, policemen, and military. We are heroes. And we have hearts as big as Texas. And we will die if we have to. We certainly are willing to sacrifice for our country and for our families to go back to work. And we are 100% smart enough to know the risk we face, and we want to take it. Now, the only argument someone could make after I do all that is they could say, well, it's different. If you're in the military, the police, or the fire, you're not spreading a disease by risking your life. No, you're right. And the fact is, the new study is out. 94% of everybody hospitalized in New York, the number one area with the most coronavirus, not in America, in the world. Well, we know China lied about everything, so it's number two in the world. But outside of China, number one in the world is New York, higher than Italy. And 94% of everybody sick in the hospital has major underlying health issues in the first place. You know what that means? It doesn't mean what the media would like, the liberal media would love Wainwright to say. Oh, they're expendable. Let's kill all the sick people. Let's kill all the old people. No, never in my life have I thought that, let alone said it. And you're all witnesses. On this show, I've said from day one, those most at risk, the sickest, the immune suppressed, those who had cancer, those who had lung problems, those who have lung problems, those who have strokes, those who have diabetes, maybe you have high blood pressure, maybe you have to stay home. It's up to you to decide if you want to risk your life, but you probably should stay home and should be quarantined for a couple of months while the rest of us go into the workforce, be the heroes that we are, run our businesses with proper guidelines, with social distancing, with spacing, with masks, and maybe even with gloves. Okay, so I'm giving a totally reasonable response to the liberals. The fact is, some people are at risk, and those people are at risk. We got to take care of them. But everybody else can go face the music if they want. Here's the other great thing that liberals won't tell you. I will never force you to go to work. I will never force you to run your business. You know, like my great buddy Matt in Tampa Bay, Florida. He's a fantastic superstar salesman, a furniture salesman, very good at what he does. He's not rich, he doesn't own the business, but he couldn't wait to get back to work. He couldn't wait to get back to work. He's been at work for a week already. They're letting furniture stores stay open in Florida, and he's at work. And he just had a couple of record sales days. Yeah, record sales days. You didn't believe that was possible, right? But Matt doesn't own the business. This isn't about greedy capitalists. He doesn't make $1 million a year. He does nicely for himself, and that's why he spends the money each month, and he needs next month's money. And so he has two kids he loves in Florida, third kid he loves in Canada with an ex-wife, and he's got to earn for all of them. If they want to go to college, he's got to earn. If I want my kids to go back to college in September, I got to earn. What am I going to do? Am I going to look my kids in the face and say, I'm sorry you can't go back to college. Dad's a broke loser. I'm sorry, folks, if you have a problem with that, you're probably a liberal Democrat loser. You know what you are? You're an ass. Because I'd rather face death than look my kid in the face and say, you can't have anything. I give you whatever you want. That's what makes a great father and a great American. And that is my life. And I'm not embarrassed. That's not greedy. That's not even capitalism. That's a family man who loves his family. And I'm not going to deprive my family of anything. Matt wants to go to work. And Wayne Root wants to go to work. And millions of us capitalists and taxpayers and workers and earners who all voted, what a shock, all of us to think like that, voted 63 million of us for President Trump. We don't want welfare. We don't take welfare. We don't accept welfare. This isn't about welfare. You want food stamps and welfare, you go. Here's the truth. I will never force you to work, but you should never be allowed to force me to not work or to close my business. That's disgusting. I'm the one who's for guns, yet I would never put a gun to your head and make you work. Yet you're against guns, supposedly. Yet Governor Sisolak and all the liberal politicians in this country want to put a government's gun to my head or an IRS gun to my head, and they want to force me to do what they want me to do. They want to close my business and take away my livelihood so my kid can't go back to college, and so I'm bankrupt, and I can't write a donation check to President Trump this fall. And I can't take a vacation. I'm engaged to be married to my beautiful Cindy. I can't go on a honeymoon because you want me to be broke and lose everything I've got. So I'm just like the Democrat voters of the world. It's called Clower Pivot. I know what's on your minds. Isn't it funny how you're destroying people that make something of themselves and care about money? You know what you call people like that? Republicans. And it just so happens almost everyone who votes Democrat is on welfare or food stamps, and this hasn't affected them, has it? Maybe health-wise it has. I'm not discussing whether this disease is worse for poor people or not. Because if you live in a tiny apartment with 20 other illegal aliens and you ride the subway each day, it's much more deadly. So yes, it does affect minorities and Democrat voters that way. But as far as money goes, this terrible stay-at-home order and close-your-business order has affected every small businessman and woman, 30 million strong, and all their employees, 55% of the private sector workforce, all of whom just happen to vote for Trump, and all of whom happen to give all the contributions to Trump. Isn't that a funny coincidence? And Democrats want to play it out as long as they can and keep the economy closed because it isn't going to hurt a person on welfare who votes Democrat. Life's no different for them. They got a welfare check, they got a food stamp check, they got a housing check, they got an AIDS dependent children check. Their kids go to school for free, public school, and when they get out of public school, they go to college for free. They're poor. So your life hasn't changed except you get the same welfare check and all those other checks, and you got a $1,200 stimulus check. Actually, pretty good. The rest of us who spend $30,000, $40,000 a month to live, guess what our deal is? We can't live on your $1,200 stimulus check. We're going under. All my friends who own restaurants, we're going under. They're the ones who vote Republican. Is that a coincidence? That's who you're after? That's who you just happen to be destroying? So the heroes of the business world want to go back to work. And that's who we are. Don't criticize us. We are heroes. We are brave. We are courageous. We are first responders. We want to fight for our country. We want to fight for our economy. We are willing to sacrifice our lives to take care of our families and make our country exceptional. God bless America. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off MyDoctorSuggests.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, the root, the root, the root's on fire, and tomorrow we'll all be on fire together at my big event. Let's call it Rootstock. It'll happen tomorrow at the Premium Outlet Malls, Premium Outlet Mall, I should say, Las Vegas Boulevard South. Remember, it's south of Mandalay Bay, about a couple miles south of Mandalay Bay and Warm Springs. And the actual name of the whole thing is the Open Nevada Unleash Prosperity and Save America Patriot Caravan. We're going up Las Vegas Boulevard. We're just meeting at the Premium Outlet Mall. And then we're all getting a caravan and driving up the Vegas Strip all the way to the Grant Sawyer Building where the governor's offices are. It's going to be an interactive Freedom Caravan live on your car radio. You tune to 790 AM here in Las Vegas or USA Radio affiliate anywhere in the United States. And you will hear me play-by-play and host the entire event along with Lee Elsie coming from his East Coast studios to kind of be my anchor and my rock. Lee will be the home base, and Wayne Root from his car will play-by-play this entire event, and you'll hear my speech and other celebrity guests and special guests and your call-ins right from the caravan. Call in, 833-WAR-TALK. Tell us what you're feeling, what you're experiencing, why you're with us, why you want the economy opened again. This is all about reopening the Nevada economy and reopening America with Wayne Allen Root. Tomorrow we meet at 2 o'clock at the Premium Outlet Mall, South Las Vegas Boulevard, and Warm Springs. This is Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio, only show of its kind on radio. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. And in the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. This explains the New York numbers. Let me quickly go through a few things. First of all, New York has so many infections. Why? Nobody, everyone blames Trump for everything that happens in America, but no one blames Andrew Cuomo. He's the greatest governor in America. They whitewash everything bad he does. Do you know what the rules are in New York? The governor's policies require infected coronavirus patients to be sent back to their nursing homes. Coronavirus kills almost exclusively seniors, and you're sending sick seniors back to their nursing homes. And you wonder why New York leads the nation in coronavirus, and it might be the fault of the policies of Governor Cuomo, but the media will never tell you that. Sweden resisted the suicidal economic lockdown, and now Stockholm is expected to reach herd immunity in a matter of weeks. Once again, let's throw in New York. New York has 19.85 million people and 20,000 plus coronavirus deaths. Sweden, a country of 10 million, has 2,000 coronavirus deaths. And they never closed the economy. They never locked anyone down. So in a country of 10 million, to make it the same size as New York, a state of 19.85 million, let's double Sweden's numbers. So if they had 20 million instead of 10 million residents, the country of Sweden should have 4,000 dead. New York has 20,000 plus dead, five times more than Sweden. And they closed their businesses, they shut them down, and they locked everyone in their homes, and yet everybody tells you that was the only option. It was not the only option. Here's another number you need to know. 565 Americans have lost their job for every confirmed COVID-19 death in the United States. Last week, 4.4 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits for the first time. That brings the four-week total to 26.5 million. That's over 10 times the worst five-week period in the last half century. And, of course, last week's initial claims and this week's continuing claims, the highest level of continuing claims ever in history. It's a nightmare. More Americans have filed for unemployment than jobs gained during the last decade. The numbers are sick. They're sick, but the most important number is 565 Americans have lost their job for every person that's died. You call that smart? Tucker Carlson, a guy who generally thinks exactly like me, slams these lockdowns as the largest and most expensive experiment in world history. I mean, you got to be kidding. No one knows where this is going to lead. We've destroyed our country, and Don Trump Jr. blasts the media for acting like we can't open up until COVID is eliminated. Originally, the excuse was you can't open up until you flatten the curve. We have flattened the curve. We've obliterated the curve. There's no one in the hospitals. There's no one in the ERs. There's no one in the ICUs anywhere in America outside of Detroit. I haven't heard a word about New Orleans lately, so I'm assuming New Orleans has completely calmed down. And New York, New Jersey area. Outside of that, America is absolutely beyond flat. We've obliterated the curve. Now they've changed the metric. Now you can't open till no one's sick.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
War now!
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Small Business Committee is holding a hearing to listen to concerns from members of Congress about the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking on Capitol Hill, ranking member from Ohio, Steve Shabbat, discusses the impact COVID-19 has had on small businesses.
Unfortunately, COVID-19 has devastated small businesses and their employees. As a response, Congress created the Paycheck Protection Program to provide assistance to as many small businesses as possible during this emergency period.
The House is voting on a nearly $500 billion coronavirus relief package bill for small businesses. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says it's important to get help to small businesses as quickly as possible.
For emergency injury disaster loans, those are through the Small Business Administration. That's really to supplement the PPP program, the Paycheck Protection Program.
USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you. is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Real Water is the sponsor of the Wayne Allen Root Show. In this segment of the show, you've heard me talking about Real Water for a long time now, over a year, but I've been drinking it since the day I started this show because Real Water sponsored my original local Las Vegas radio show, and they sent me all my water for free. And I got hooked on it, and now I demand they bring it to my house, and I've got it piled, boxes of Real Water cases piled to the ceiling of my home gym because when you work out, you need a lot of water. You got to stay hydrated, and this stuff is amazing. Right, it's got negative ions up the yin-yang, which helps you hydrate and provides a powerful antioxidant effect, and it creates beyond alkalinity. That's the new rage, right? Because you want to be alkaline, not acidic. I told my friends Brent and Amy, owners of Real Water, I wanted to offer my listeners a very special deal on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon or go to your Amazon Prime account like I've got. Search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10 WAR, the number 10, no space, W-A-R, all caps, and you will receive a 10% discount on your order, and the Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. Isn't that amazing? They do it right to my door. Literally, I open up the garage door, the gym is right there, and they bring it into the gym, and I pile it to the sky so that, you know, I got 6 months' supply of Real Water. No matter what happens, I'll have lots of water to hydrate and to build up my antioxidants. Cool, cool, cool. Real Water. Just use that promo code at Amazon, 10WAR, 10WAR. 10WAR is your promo code at Amazon when you get into the Real Water and you get into the coupon, 10WAR. All right, we've got our guest here. I don't know whether I'm supposed to salute or what when I introduce him, but U.S. Brigadier General Robert Spalding, a great patriot, retired from the Air Force after 25 years of service, former China strategist for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, author of Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. Without further ado, welcome to my show, U.S. Brigadier General Robert Spalding.
Thank you. Great to be here.
All right. So you were a guy, General, who predicted our current predicament with China, and you have believed all along, and I assume still believe, maybe more than ever now, after what just transpired, that China poses the greatest threat to U.S. national security. Yes?
Absolutely. And it's not the traditional threat of bombs and bullets and missiles and tanks and everything. It's really about influence and about economic espionage. It's about undermining our economy. It's about undermining our democracy. It's slowly, you know, strangling the country, and it's been going on for decades.
And what do you think about what just transpired, by the way, before we get to all the other stuff? Do you know, they're very brilliant people. They're very cunning people. They're always looking to get an edge over us. Trump had just beaten them in the trade war badly. Their economy was flailing. Suddenly we were in the driver's seat. And then just by pure coincidence, all of this happens. What does your gut instinct tell you about this whole Wuhan flu?
Well, you know, we can't know for sure the origin of the virus, and that's because we need to get into the research lab. We need to get into the we need to get to the researchers. We have to talk to them. We have to see what they are working on, and that's not going to happen. But we can intuit, based on all the evidence that we have so far, that perhaps there was an accident that happened at the P4 lab in Wuhan. There is no evidence, that chain of evidence that says it came from a wet market. That's mostly conjecture. Certainly research at a lab was done on live bat-related coronaviruses, and it's called gain-of-function research, which is really trying to make the viruses infective to humans. We have in 2018, there was a State Department cable from the U.S. Embassy saying they were concerned about the safety precautions taken at the Wuhan P4 lab. So there's a lot of evidence that may have accidentally come from the lab. But regardless of that, what we do know for sure is that the Chinese Communist Party leaders, General Secretary Xi Jinping, knew on the 7th of January there was human-to-human transmission. And they let the people come to Wuhan for New Year's Festival and leave Wuhan, not domestically, but internationally. So they knew. And the other thing is the World Health Organization knew, and they let those people leave. So you can say with absolute certainty that the pandemic was caused with the full knowledge of the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party. So now we have to speculate as to why they would do that. And the only thing that I can come, the only conclusion I can come to is they knew they were going to have to deal with it, and it was going to cause economic destruction of China, and they wanted to share that with the rest of the world. They didn't want to be the only ones suffering that.
Right. There it is. That's exactly what I think happened. I don't think, I mean, look, maybe I'm being really nice and naive, but I don't think you could say, gee, they unleashed it on the world to destroy us all. I think it got out by mistake, but then their decision was let their people travel all over the world and give it to everyone else so that we all are economically destructed, which puts us all on an equal plane. Otherwise, China would have been destroyed and we'd become, you know, the most dominant economy in the world over them by a mile, and it would take them 100 years to catch up. Make sense?
It makes absolute sense, and of course we're not going to know that for sure. But I mean, we have to kind of make some. If they knew for absolutely certain that there was human transmission, which we know they did, then you know that they absolutely, with forethought, made this pandemic happen. Why? I speculate why, but we know that they did nevertheless.
All right, so let me ask you another question. What do we do to punish them if we come to the final conclusion, the president comes to the final conclusion after speaking to all the witnesses and all the experts and all the people who, you know, in the CIA who understand how China thinks and then sees the evidence that they've compiled, and he comes to the conclusion, President Trump, that this was done with malice to try and hurt the world because they were already in trouble, so they let them all travel and they let them all come here and spread it. If we come to that conclusion, how could you punish China with short of war? We don't want a war with China, and yet how do you make them, you know, if you said we owe you $2 trillion in national debt, and we're not going to pay you anymore, we're keeping the $2 trillion, and we're freezing all your assets in the United States, and we're fining you another $5 trillion, we want you to pay for the whole disaster. How would you ever make them pay without war? What's our options here?
So essentially what they've been doing is taking our innovation, technology, talent, and capital, and primarily capital is the thing that's most concerning. And instead of investing that in our own country, those things, they've been investing it in China. And they've done that not just to America, but other democracies as well. So when we begin to invest our technology, talent, innovation, and capital in our own country, we'll get back to the kind of economic growth that we used to have, you know, when we didn't have the Chinese Communist Party as our best friend in finance and trade. And so I think the best thing that we can do, they're not going to pay reparations. That's not what the Chinese Communist Party does. But what we can do is reshore manufacturing. We can start taking the capital that has been flowing from our retirement funds into China and start investing them in the communities that were destroyed when we lost over 70,000 factories to China after they entered the WTO.
And shouldn't President Trump tell the American people, and even though he's been the one that warned us about China and he's been the most, you know, on offense against China of any politician in America, and the rest of them seem like they're bought and paid for by China to me, he's the only one that's, you know, that really is bingo, bullseye, he's hit the nail on the head, but yet he's never said out loud what I think he should have said on this thing, which is, at the very least, what's in our control right now is I want every American, when you see the label saying Made in China, walk away. Don't buy it anymore. Only buy America products, but at the worst, if there's no American option, then buy something from Vietnam or buy something from Cambodia or buy something from Mexico or Korea. But don't buy South Korea. Don't buy something from China. Can't we say the American people are counting on you to never buy China again? Wouldn't that bring China to its knees?
Well, so what I think the president is trying to do is you. So you said something earlier in the interview. You said, we don't want to have a war with China. I think the president's trying to preserve connections, engagement with China, but he doesn't want to. So he wants to maintain, he's the chief diplomat for the country. And so he's trying to maintain a relationship with Xi Jinping that really prevents crisis or confrontation or conflict. Okay, but it's the responsibility of the executive branch. And really here you have to look to all the departments and agencies to actually begin to do the things that you're talking about. And that's exactly what they've been doing since the first quarter of 2018. I think this is a big story that the mainstream media have missed, is the fact that the federal government has been slowly, ever since the first quarter of 2018, strangling the influence of the Chinese Communist Party into our own society. So DOJ, FBI, State Department are actually starting to take the cuffs off and go after them. I think that's just going to accelerate after this coronavirus is over. And I think that's the role of the president. And his role is to basically set policy, and he has affirmatively set policy towards China.
Can you, you predicted our current predicament with China, and you said they pose such a great risk, and I see that you believe China's waged a six-front war on America's economy, military, diplomacy, technology, education, and infrastructure. There's the six fronts, and you've got a book out called Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. Your book reveals China's secret attacks on the West and how our leaders have failed to protect us. So what's the conclusion of your book? How do we protect ourselves from these stealth attacks?
So in addition to what I just told you, the federal government is going after them and getting the spies out of our mix. They're getting them out of our companies, out of our universities, out of our research labs, out of our think tanks, out of our law firms, out of our lobbying firms, out of our consulting firms. China has basically infiltrated all of them, not just domestically, but international institutions, the UN, the WTO, the World Health Organization, the World Bank, the IMF. The Chinese have gotten into all of them and started to turn them away from the principles that the international order was founded under. So in addition to what the federal government is doing today, we need to cut off investment to China, we need to cut off trade with China, and we need to cut off, you know, their access to our laboratories and to our researchers. We need to begin to educate our own students. General,
we got to run with the music on the radio. We got our own closing issues. But U.S. Brigadier General Robert Spalding, get his new book, Stealth War. Grab it now. Thank you, General.
Thank you.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey, and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society. I could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, Strauss Heart Drops. You know I'm Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we could save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So get in front of your mirror. If you're not in front of your mirror, you should be. Get there. Strauss Heart Drops wants you to stand in front of a mirror and stare at your earlobes. As odd as that sounds. They say in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. You have a crease in one or both ears? Check it out. Look in the mirror. Look at your ears. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your next heart attack or stroke or your first heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com, that's thepowermall.com. Then click on Strauss Heart Drops, then click on Cinnamon Flavor. That is the one to get. So when you hear about my event tomorrow, we meet at 2 o'clock at the Premium Outlet Malls, the one on the south end of the Las Vegas Strip, about a mile and a half, 2 miles south of Mandalay Bay, corner of Warm Springs and Las Vegas Boulevard South. We meet in that parking lot. And then we head up the Strip for a caravan, and we just take over the Las Vegas Strip, and we dominate the Las Vegas Strip, and we make our case known to reopen the Nevada economy. And perfect timing. First of all, you have Vice President Pence, who said today, coronavirus could be largely behind us by Memorial Day weekend. Of course it will be. I think it's largely behind us by May 15th. And if you look at the trends today, he said, I think by Memorial Day weekend, we'll largely have this epidemic behind us. State and local officials will begin to reopen activities. You're going to see states ahead here begin to do that. But at the same time that happens, you got Sisolak, Nevada's Governor Sisolak, saying, we're certainly not opening up the Strip. That was his comment today. We're certainly not opening up the Strip. Even though I heard that several casinos including, I believe it was Treasure Island, they said, is ready to open May 15th. How are they going to do that? He's telling you not opening up the strip. He said this week that officials are certainly not opening up the strip despite the calls of Mayor Carolyn Goodman, who recently blasted the total insanity of the shutdown. Sisolak said, it's all highly dependent on expanded testing and tracing capacity and contingent on a two-week deadline in new coronavirus cases and hospitalizations. Now, I've got some problems with all of this. Because, number one, we're a state of over 3 million. I think it's 3.2 or 3.3 million residents in Nevada. Let me Google it as I'm talking to you. And Nevada population. See, I do it on the fly right now we're on the show. Nevada population. Well, it says 3.1 million. All right, so 2019, 3.1 million. We're most probably 3.2 million now in 2020. So let's say 3.2 million. There have been, as of yesterday, 167 dead in the state of Nevada. 167 out of 3.2 million residents. You don't stop an economy for that. I'm not telling you like Carolyn Goodman, I think, mistakenly did on Anderson Cooper's show on CNN. I thought that was a mistake, what she said. She just made it like, yeah, we need to open. Don't worry about whether people die. We'll all be guinea pigs. I'm sure that's not what she meant, but that's how it was heard. They tried to destroy her. They set her up. They baited her. And then they tried to destroy her, and then they tried to ruin her after the fact. Jimmy Kimmel tried to ruin her. And that's what liberals do. She wasn't aware of what they do. I'm aware of what they do. I'm very careful when I go on the air, what I say, because they're out to destroy us every single day. But she should have said, no, we're not asking to just open up tomorrow. We're asking to open up as soon as humanly possible, which might be May 15th. Might be Memorial Day weekend. And we also want to open up with the same guidelines as Costco. Why don't you make that your theme, Mayor? Open up with the same guidelines as Costco and supermarkets, Albertsons, Vaughn's, Smith's. And open up with the same guidelines as CVS. And how about the same guidelines as Pawn Stars? All the pawn shops are open. Open up with the same guidelines as pot shops. See, this is what makes Sisolak look like an idiot. He's making her look like an idiot and a bad person. Oh, she wants to open up and kill everyone. But you allowed pot stores to stay open and pawn stores to stay open and everyone else to stay open under your essential list. You allowed every construction site to stay open. And meanwhile, what do we find? Allegiant Stadium? The workers are sick? More Resorts World workers, construction workers, tested positive today for coronavirus, and yet all the construction sites are open. Why? Why did you prioritize construction over casinos and especially over every small business in Nevada? If Costco could be open, every one of us who owns a small business could be open. But with the same strict guidelines. I have no problem with that. The spacing, the social distancing, the masks. If she had said it that way, she'd be a hero on CNN instead of a bum. But she needed to taunt him. You allow construction sites to be open because why? Is it about the amount of contributions they give you? Is it about the bribes, the legal bribes called donations? Construction sites probably give you $100,000. Small businesses might give you $500. Is that why we're closed and construction's open?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.